Interlude. Bespin. Cloud City.
They're coming in!
Borgin Kaa cries to his young girlfriend, the dancer Lenara. She gives him a look of panic as he gestures toward the front door of his luxury domicile, where a line of sparks is drawing its way up the outer edge of the magna-locked portal. The sparks burn bright and ease upward with the speed and perfection of a confident, practiced hand. The older man fumbles around the foyer table and finds a ceramic vase from the Vinzer legacy. It's an artifact many millennia old, dating back to the Old Republic, or so he's told. All he cares, or cared about, is that it's worth something. The way it's shot through with blue lassite, like gleaming cerulean spiderwebs, blazing blue. He hates to do it, but he palms the vase.
It's a weapon, he thinks. Not an ancient, valuable artifact.
His heart hammers in his chest. Did he take his tincture this morning? Did he forget? Is he going to die?
No, I've lived this long. I'm on the list.
Cloud City has become quite the destination to procure rare implants. New oculars, custom-tailored hands, whole new organ systems for whatever human or alien can pay. He needs a new heart. He was on the list. Still is, he hopes. But then the rebel villains had to muck everything up, and the Empire stepped in and took over this sector. And now all those implants are on hold.
The Imperials will fix this. The Emperor has assured the galaxy of peace.
The embers dance around the final curve of the door, then down to the floor. The portal hisses and slides open. Through the smoke, he sees the shapes of the trespassers. Lenara cries out, and Borgin grunts, and he heaves the vase hard. It hits to the side of the door, missing. It doesn't even break. The thing just goes thud and lands on the floor. Apparently the Vinzers knew how to make a vase. Figures storm in, blasters up. Two of them he doesn't recognize. A Deveronian woman and a lanky, clanking pad. A personal assistant droid, on whose tarnished silver faceplate someone has painted a black skull. The other two he does recognize. The local miscreant, Kars Tal'Korla, a.k.a. the Scourge of Cloud City. Hard not to recognize him. He's on every poster and cautionary holovid here in the city. The Empire wants him bad. And now here he is, live inside Borgin's own apartment. Wearing his trademark armor, a mismatched patchwork set of Mandalorian, Corellian, and even bits of Imperial Trooper thrown in for good measure. Next to him, though, is the real surprise. Jintar Oar, fellow Onderonian. Wealthy beyond measure, one of the residents here in the luxury levels of Cloud City alongside Borgin. A friend, or was once.
You!
Borgin says, pointing a thick finger at the man. Jintar, that handsome prig. Sharp-cut beard, eyes like gray clouds. Even the lines in his face look distinguished. But as Borgin thrusts his accusing finger up, the Deveronian steps in, grabs his finger, and bends it back. Pain arcs like a blaster bolt up to his elbow. He howls in a way that shames him. A piggy, high-pitched squeal, like the sound one of those Ugnaughts makes when it tumbles into the machines. And then he drops to his knees as she, with her other hand, jams the barrel of her blaster rifle against his forehead.
Wait, Jintar says. He reaches for her wrist, and she hisses at him like a snake.
He stays his hand, but then says to her,
Let me talk to him.
Kars gives a nod.
Let them speak, but we're on a timetable here, so make it snappy.
To the assistant droid, he barks,
Go find that access panel.
Access panel? Borkin's gaze follows the droid as it totters out of the foyer and down the hall. But before he can see where the metal man is going, the Deveronian grabs his chin with a rough pull and turns his face toward her.
Your friend would like to speak with you.
Jintar kneels.
Bor, he says, listen to me. We've been lied to. Adelhard has sealed off the whole sector.
massive blockades with a ragtag Imperial remnant. But that's not how they keep control. They keep control by lying to us.
He takes a deep breath.
The Emperor is dead, Bor. It's been confirmed.
Lies!
Borgen hisses.
Of course, that's what his type would have you believe.
He gestures with his chin toward the rebel cars. The scruffy pirate in the patchwork armor does nothing but scowl and shake his head.
I've seen the holovids. You have too. Palpatine is alive and well on Coruscant, and...
He's just a stand-in, a proxy, an actor.
No, more rebel lies.
We've done the comparison. The vids don't match. This person in the dark robes isn't Palpatine. Different chin, different gestures. A poor facsimile.
You're a traitor.
Jintar's face falls. Sadness flashes in his eyes.
No, Borgen. You're the traitor.
The Empire's been good to us.
It has, but it hasn't been good to everyone else. And the righteous folks of the galaxy will see that. Which means I'm calling on you to act.
Jintar's voice softens. That man could coax this Lakari hound off a rotten carcass.
We could use your help.
Help? They want his help? That's not happening. Borgen roars. He's been in a few fights back in the day. Back when he was a young mining baron on the Savar Coast moon. Sure, he's older now. Much older. And heavier. But he lurches upward, slamming his head into Jintar's. Stars explode behind his eyes. He falls back on his tailbone. Someone reaches for him, but he cries out and swats the hand away. Jintar is wincing. His forehead is already showing the bloom of a future bruise. Borgen, though, tastes blood. It's the rebel's turn. Carr steps into view. Blurry. Borgen blinks. The pirate scratches at his stubble and twirls the pistol at his hip.
Let's talk this through. You've got an access panel in the back. It's tied into the same conduit as Governor Adelhard's chamber up on the Prime Tower. We need that panel opened. You give us the code, we'll be happy. You don't give us the code, we'll have to do it ourselves.
Carr's mouth sharpens into a wicked razor-angle grin.
And we won't be happy.
Brutes! Bullies! Criminals!
Carr sighs.
Okay then. Rorna?
He gives a nod, and the Deveronian woman pistons a fist into Borgen's side. Borgen bleats and flails. Jintar catches his hands and wrenches them behind his back. He feels his hands being stuffed into something. A fabric bag. A sock, maybe? Then the rip of bonding tape coming off its roll as it winds around his wrists.
Lenara!
He cries.
Lenara, save me!
But his girlfriend merely looks down at him, the way a disappointed mother looks down at her troublemaker child. She asks Kars,
Is there anything I can do?
The pirate chuckles, then tosses her a roll of bonding tape.
Why not close up that gassy vent of his he calls a mouth?
Borgen protests.
Lenara, I've been good to you. We love each other. Don't you do this to me! I'll punish you! I'll punish your whole family! I'll end their loans and stack debtors against them, and...
She slaps the tape against his mouth, and she doesn't stop there. She winds it around his head once, twice, a third time. It looks like she's enjoying it. Translation? The Emperor will have your heads for this. Kars nods. From the back of the domicile, the sound of a whirring drill. Kars lifts a wrist comm to his mouth.
Tell Lobot we have to do it the hard way.
The Deveronian says in a lower voice.
We could torture the code out of the rich man. It would be no small pleasure.
Said with a feral smirk. The pirate waves her off. Then away from his comm, he says.
No. We have specific instructions. No such shenanigans. We're to keep this clean, above board. Blah, blah, blah. The Alliance doesn't do it like that.
Then back to his wrist.
Yeah, yeah, I'm listening. Tell Lobot to make sure he's standing by with the intrusion team. And get a message to Calrissian. Tell him we're almost in, and that he can transfer the credits.
He pauses.
No, you know what? Tell him we're doing this one gratis. On the house. He and his new Republic pals can owe me a favor. Make sure to emphasize that. A big favor. Scum. Scum!
Jintar once more kneels down.
You're on the wrong side of history, Bor. You never did understand that the galaxy was more than one man.